Om Shanti. Good evening and special warm welcome to Braj Bhavan Bhai. This is our 21st International Young Adults Retreat, and I'm sure you all agree that we're very grateful that we have this special time alone with Braj Bhavan Bhai. So it's our opportunity to learn more from you and get more inspiration. I'm sure most of you have, if you've not heard or met Braj Bhavan Bhai in other classes when coming to Madhuban, you would see him at the end of Baba's meeting, being one of the three elder brothers that always has the fortune of presenting a bouquet of flowers to Baba. But who here has been in Braj Bhavan Bhai's company in past Madhuban visits, etc.? Yeah? And for whom is this the first experience of Braj Bhavan Bhai? Okay. So many souls are meeting you for the first time. Braj Bhavan Bhai is one of our three main elder brothers in the Yagya. And you might have noticed coming to Madhuban, this is our headquarters, but we are around the world and it's a huge machinery. And my observation is really that Baba trusts these particular three main elder brothers to really hold this big machinery together. The Dadis are there, definitely. They are our spiritual resources and they play their beautiful role. But there's many, many other things that go on to make sure that everything functions, especially in India and in Madhuban. And Baba really trusts.
Did you hear anything that I said before? Okay. So saying that, you know, it must be such a privilege and honor that Baba really trusts, you know, these three elder brothers, including Braj Bhavan Bhai, to really help our family and our Yagya along in such an intense way. And so, Braj Bhavan Bhai, thanks so much for giving us your time. The theme of our retreat is the world of angels. And firstly, I'd just like to know from you, what is your understanding of being an angel?
I am very happy to meet you. Because when you see young people, you don't see yourself, so you also feel you are also like them. Half of what sister said I did not understand because of the language problem. Slowly I will, but the question I have understood.
I'll speak slower.
Now, who is an angel?
What is your understanding
what
of being an angel?
What is my understanding about an angel? You know, when you are asleep and when you dream, sometimes you feel that you are being chased by some policeman or snake or something, and you fall down, all those things. You really experience that it is happening to you. But the body that is experiencing it is not this physical body. It is your angelic body. So it means that soul requires a body to experience, but that body need not necessarily be the physical body. All the time that you are dreaming and the body is running about is not an angelic body. Still, to understand about a subtle body, I think this example is easy. Now, otherwise also, all of us are sitting here physically. It is not necessary that mentally also you are always where you are sitting. You may be in your country, you may be somewhere else, wherever your mind likes to wander or go. So that stage is also not a physical bodily stage, it is subtle body stage. But you will find, although your mind is going wherever you are feeling like, but still the experience is always through some type of body. Your own body and those, the sights and scenes of the people you are meeting. So there is, has to be a type of a body. So this is called subtle body. So Baba has told us that there are three worlds and there are three types of our entity. In the soul world, which is our permanent abode, we are just souls, like seeds. Of course, sentient souls, minds of light. So there, everything is latent in us. We can't think, we can't experience, you can't listen, hear anything. Then there is the subtle region where we all have our subtle bodies. There is no sound there, but just as there used to be silent films or films without sound, so you can understand the whole thing by just movement. So there is movement, just as I told you in dreams. So you really experience everything, but there is no sound. Then our own world, which we all know about. So angelic stage is a stage where there is no flesh, no bones. The soul has a subtle form, bodily form, and everything is done through that. So you can say with gestures. So that is an angel-like thing. But there are two types of such existences. One is angels, the other is ghosts. Ghosts also do not have physical body. But the distinction between the two is that the ghost subtle existence is full of vices, and the ghost once enters anywhere does not come out voluntarily. You have to make effort to get rid of that ghost. But the angel is very benevolent. Angel never harms. It just gives you peace, pleases you, and does not stay at one place. It moves on. So always you will find, especially double foreigners, painting angels with wings and in the sky. So Baba says, before we return to the soul world, all of us have to be in our angelic form. And that form means that we are bodiless in this physical sense. We have no karmic account. Everything is settled, and voluntarily, of our own will, we can go out, move about, and then return also wherever we want to. Presently, also we have our subtle existence. The mind can take us from anywhere to anywhere. Normally the mind works in two ways. One is under compulsion and the other is as per liking. So our mind normally will be whatever we like. So it will be stuck to that, and it may be difficult even to get it back from the things that we like. Or under compulsion. For instance, I suddenly develop very severe pain. I am talking with you, but it becomes so severe that I have to think of hospital, doctor, hospital only. So under compulsion, I may leave all my normal, even urgent duties and think of hospitals, doctors. But that is not to my liking. As soon as my pain is over, I will revert to my normals. So one is under compulsion. So Baba says, don't try to compulsorily take your mind somewhere, because that will be only temporary. It can't be forever. But where you, the thing that you like, the thing that you love, in those things it will automatically go. Between angel and physical form, the difference is that because of our karmic accounts, because of our sanskars, we are not free. Although everyone thinks we are free, theoretically we are all free to sit here or to walk out, theoretically. But practically, what will happen, that you will think that a class is going on and I am a part of it, I should normally be sitting here. Say someone comes, say there is a call for you, you will say, is it urgent? Otherwise you will say, I will call after the class. But still, our sanskars are playing inside. I may be listening, half listening, not listening at all. And those who do not listen, they get into automatic mode. They start nodding as if they are the best listeners, although their mind will be away. The idea is you are not free. So Baba has told us that to be angel, we have to attain that stage where we can take our mind consciously, intentionally, to wherever we want, and for as long as we want, and to bring it back also. That is called mind control, what you call controlling power, ruling power. Short of that, we may sit down and try to take our mind to the star Venus, and suddenly you will find it has reached Saturn, because you know, on the way the thought just gets diverted, or it may come back again and again to your body. So this is the practice we have to do. To first reach that subtle stage, it is just not a practice. It is important to do this practice till it becomes natural. But this practice will not also work If we have got subtle strings or threads tying us to this body and bodily things or people. Simple thing is that this is a physical body. Of course, it is very important for us. Without body, we can't do anything. But this physical body is made of physical elements, which are in this world, in its atmosphere. So, all the physical things are pulled by gravity. So long as we are in the physical body, the law of gravity will work. And even if you want to go up, just as you throw a ball, maybe as high it will come back. So unless we get out of this physical body and detach ourselves, the soul is not subject to gravity. In fact, it is subject to the gravity of the soul world, it can pull us. That is why we say the body goes to graveyard, finally, because all the elements then get scattered after death. So we are like a parrot in a cage, so to say. We can fly, the soul can fly, the mind can fly, but there is a cage. So it can just flutter within the cage. And if you remain in the cage for a long time, then even if you are released, you will not be able to fly. So therefore, that is our situation. For 2,500 years, in different cages, we have been there. Golden cage, silver cage, copper cage, iron cage, rusted cage of today. Earlier we were given all the food and nice things. The master fondled us. We were very happy. But now it's like a prison. So Baba says now we have to get out of this cage consciously, practice, and all the attachments, strings, bondages, etc., which primarily are with the body, and then through the body with all those things. So if you are body conscious, you will be thinking of only this body, its connections, its things. But Baba has given us knowledge of the whole cycle. This is not the only body. Given us the point in the clock where we are. So if we go unlimited, don't think of only this body, my this residence, my this and that, but the whole cycle and also the three worlds where we have been from time to time, then your consciousness gets expanded and it becomes easier to stay for some time in the stage where you want to be. So it is difficult to stay in the stage of the soul as a point, but it is easier to practice angelic stage.
Brijmohanbhai, you shared some very deep things. One thing that struck me is that you said that this requires a conscious practice and at some point it's going to become natural. So, and then you gave us some points on how to use gyan, etc., to release ourselves from that cage. But can you share your own personal experience, maybe in the form of a story of some effort that you made that helped you? I'm sure you did many things, but one thing that helped you to come closer to your own angelic stage.
I have to recollect. You know, once a sister came that her young son has died. Now, to give her power to bear that tragedy, I got into very powerful stage, angelic state, so that I can connect with Baba strongly and give through drishti power to her so that she feels peaceful. So specially, very strongly tried, intensely, and I found that her sorrow was little reduced. Later on, I touched my head. I found it was like ice, so cold that normally it won't be. So I felt that, you know, that particular special effort was very effective. I tried to do it under normal conditions, but I could not. But still I felt 2-3 times then, on certain occasions I repeated it. Also, once I fell down. Suddenly I fell down. And when you fall down, you feel like bodiless. You are not, normal thinking. So I thought, why not convert into my angelic stage? So I forgot that I have fallen. I just was lying helpless, but I converted myself into angelic stage and I felt very relieved. Then someone picked me up and like that. So in many such situations, if we are, at least we remember our angelic stage, it's very helpful. Also, once I had to go somewhere and there was no railway reservation, lot of crowd. Hardly I have ever travelled without railway reservation. So, but I had to go urgently. I thought that whatever may happen, I have to go. So I was, one brother who is in charge of railways, it was another station, city. He tried his best to put me somewhere in comfortable, nothing happened. The train started moving, had just pushed me inside the compartment. So there was a lot of crowd. So at that time also I thought, how I can be comfortable. So I changed into my angelic stage. And I felt there is no crowd, nothing, and I am enjoying. And then of course Baba helped me, someone came and gave me his seat and like that. All those things have many times happened to me. In fact, a lady was also standing by my side with a child. And one person came to the washroom. He thought that that lady was with me. So when he came out and said, "You people have no seats?" The lady said, "I have, but the ticket conductor has not arrived, so she doesn't know where it is." I said, "I don't have." He said, "You come along." He was a railway employee with 7 people on transfer to another city. So he had small children also, seats for them. So he put 2 children together and gave me a seat. Many times these things happen, but the basic thing was when I entered, to get rid of that discomfort. And if you can link it with the latest Murli also, Baba's. So Baba has said the same thing, that as the numbers will grow, you have to be within yourself. Just as you are in the plane listening to some music and you put your earplugs so that the other person is not disturbed. Similarly, in big crowds, to have a meeting with Baba or anything, doing anything, you have to everything within yourself. So also many times I have found that I have to sort of, I have done some service, body is tired, and I just lie down thinking that I will have some rest. And then some important work comes. So at that time also, I give a command to my body, get up, and I find that after 1 minute, all that tiredness is gone and I am doing the work normally. So it helps you to be in angelic state while in the body. Practice that. One is to get out of the body. I am sitting here and I intentionally think of sitting there. So that also you can do to loosen your tie with the body. But one is, while in the body, say the lift is out of order, you have to climb the stairs. It's like person like me. So I do only that. And that, okay, I am an angel. So it helps me a lot. Today also, my flight was at 5:30 in the morning in Delhi. So 3 o'clock I have to get up, get ready. Many people tell me, why you take such difficult flights, your this thing will happen and that. But I try to do it, it doesn't matter. I start thinking it is not 3 o'clock, it is 6 o'clock. Doesn't matter. So I feel very comfortable because I save some money on such like flights. So that gives me joy. The basic thing is, if you practice, because that is possible, then Baba says you have to give your bones for this yajna. What does it mean? Dadichi Rishi as Baba says. It is only means that you have to practice bodiless stage while in the body. And you will never feel tired, or you will never feel like burdened with so much weight. It is like that.
Brij Mohan Bhai, thank you. You are very famous in the Brahmin family for your sense of humor. I'm sure you received many, lots of feedback about how people really enjoy the gyan that you share, but it's always with a sense of humor. Do you think angels have a sense of humor?
The sense of humor helps you to become angel.
Okay, can you share more about that?
Then the angels don't require either humor for themselves or not they use it for others. That's a little more mature stage. But definitely it helps you if you have a light nature. You don't take things very seriously. Baba has also said it is within your power to make a small thing big and a big thing small. So I always try to make, I have never felt something is very big. So I always feel easy. That helps me.
We are also aware that your background is that you studied, you were a student, and you also worked in the professional world for a while and then surrendered to the yajna. And so our question to you is about how to integrate the angelic stage and the daily living practice of being an angel whilst either studying or working, because most of us here are involved in such things. That's the world we're going back into.
Angelic stage is not a part-time hobby. If you practice it, you practice it at all times. You are bathing, you can be an angel. You are eating, you can be an angel. You are working, it's a state which helps you in all situations. And I was trying by my own effort to get into this state. Later on, I found that all people in the world are making the same mistake, that I have to do this, I have to do that. Later on, I decided not to practice soul consciousness or angelic consciousness, but supreme soul consciousness. The more, Baba always says, first you set your stage, then you work. We start working thinking that we have a particular type of stage, and then we get into labor, struggle and all those things. Every soul has 3 stages. One is our normal stage. The other is a special stage which we create for ourselves when there are special occasions. For instance, in class, you are a little more disciplined like a student. If you go to your own room, you become relaxed and all those things. And the third one is, when some problem comes, some situation, which you think is beyond your capacity, so you get into a low stage also. So there is a low stage, there is a normal stage, and there is a high stage. If we are souls, we will be often getting into either of these three. But then I tried, Baba always says, set your stage. And which means we get into the, sometimes Baba even says, you think you have come from the soul world, just like Baba comes, and then you are an ET belonging to there, and you work here. Many times Baba says. So I have found that if we set ourselves into our best stage and then function, then we will not get under the influence of atmosphere, circumstances, situations, people who are we are meeting. Then we are different, like an intoxicated person who doesn't bother about the surroundings. So that also helps a lot. So remaining in God-conscious state, and then Baba said, it has helped me to be humble. You know, there are choices. A person with less means prefers to have his house in a very posh locality. His house may be the last in that posh locality, but he wants to live in that posh locality. He makes every effort that I should be part of that posh locality. The same person, if he chooses to have his house in a low cost area, middle income group, he can be the best person in that area. So the choice is whether you want to be the last person in the group or you want to be the first person in another group. So a humble person will prefer to be that. Although he has to be cautious that he doesn't get a superiority complex. There you can get an inferiority complex. Here you can get a superiority complex. But Baba says humility is the best protector of self-respect. People think humility is a weakness, this and that. But no. Because it saves you from many types of egos, many types of feeling high. So I always keep the example of ocean. Where ocean is low, so all the rivers rush to enter the ocean because it is low. It gets. And if a person is high, he only gives and becomes empty inside. So it is better to be humble. This humility helps you a lot to avoid blockages, etc., obstructions, and you feel very easy.
Can you share a personal experience of a time when you made such a choice?
I have been making it regularly.
One example.
You will hardly find my photo in any groups. Some people like that they should be photographed. But you will hardly see all the records of Baba's time. Maybe you may find only one photo. Because Baba used to say this is of the body. And I took it really that the photo is only of the body. Why have they photographed? This is one example. These people say this, the time that you will take for that is only wasted.
So much for selfies. Okay, we have to close up in...
I think the subject of humility that Brother Brij Mohanbhai has taken up is very important, I feel, at this time, as a practical step to becoming more incognito and subtle. For this generation, especially when they're at the age where they have to prove themselves, they have to make something in their life, you have to achieve something, what does humility practically look like for this generation?
You know, humility works very silently, but it gives you results. Humility is not meekness. I will give you my practical example. Right from the day I became Baba's child, I have observed that the good qualities that you have will automatically be utilized by Baba. The only thing to avoid is very subtle type of ego. I remember I became a chartered accountant in 1956. And as usual, the chartered accountants start their own practice. So I also started my own practice in Delhi, in a very good business area. I came to Madhuban. Baba asked me first question, "Have you qualified?" I said, "Yes." Baba said, "What are you doing?" And very proudly, I said, "Baba, I have opened office there. My father has got this and that." Baba smiled and told me to come closer. Then Baba said, "Child, why you have started your own practice? All the day in and day out, you will be thinking of your office clients. Better go and join a government job." Baba said, I said, "Okay." I never, when Baba says something, it means it is in my interest. So I never went back to my office. First time in my life I saw the newspaper for the jobs. I have never seen any newspaper vacancies. And the first one that I saw on that page, I hand wrote an application. I did not even know it should be typed in those days. I hand wrote and sent to that big government corporation. And as per Baba's will, they called me for interview. It was another station from Delhi, and I had never traveled alone till then to long distances. Anyhow, I got into the railway compartment. In that compartment, there was 8 candidates going for the same job, and that was the compartment. The train was going to that city straight. I was sitting in a corner. They were all very smart boys talking to each other, chatting, and I was just sitting in a corner and listening to them, thinking that if they are there, I am not going to get the job. I can't speak such fluent English, and I am not such a social person. I may be just I was sitting and listening. Now the interview took place. I don't know what happened to them, but when my turn came, they asked me 6 questions, the interviewers. How many you have asked? Anyhow. So, 5. Okay. So they asked me 6 questions, and because I had been practicing for a year or so, I had forgotten all the bookish knowledge. So I could not answer, and all the committee members were saying like this, all the 5 times. The 6th time they asked me, "What salary do you expect?" Now, I don't know anything about salary, increment, pay scale, nothing. So I said, "Whatever you will give me." And I was selected, and none of the others were selected. This is a fact. I was surprised when I joined that job. What happened? They were so smart boys. How I am here? Of course, Baba helped me. Because then they told me this is a very big government organization and they had just started their even acquired land only, and they had a policy to take only young persons at the minimum of salary so that they can develop and remain in that organization for long. And all those boys had asked for advance increments because they were already in jobs or they were very smart, and they thought in this remote area who will come from Delhi unless he gets some higher pay. Just as a city girl doesn't want to be married in a village, remote village. So all of them asked for higher salary, and because the company's policy was not there, I said whatever you will give me. So I was selected because otherwise my qualification that everything was very good. Now after 2 months, that was a very big corporation, they required 6 chartered accountants. They re-advertised the post with higher basic pay because they have to take it at basic pay. Because I was in the job, my salary was raised automatically and new ones came. Had that higher salary been there in the beginning, I would have been out. You can understand. This is how Baba helped me. But it was also humility. It is not ignorance, but so to say, I was ready to whatever they give me. So this gets ingrained into you and subtly it helps you. If I look back, so many times it has helped me.
Thank you.
Achha, you were asking for...
Yeah, I was saying that we don't have that much time, so I just wanted to know, maybe we can take one question.
I also avoided outside ostentation. If I have to buy shoes, for example, I will not buy very high quality shoes which everyone will see. I won't buy any high quality dress which will be conspicuous. You know, Baba used to give me in those days the best dresses which used to come from abroad. In those days in India there was no system of ready-mades. So many Sindhi families, etc., they give surrendered nice dresses. And Baba thought this child is in job, used to give me. And all my factory people called me best dressed person because all were imported dresses. And they asked me, where from you got? And I used to tell them the next village I got from there, just to wait. So therefore, but I never got into that. And basically because I did not get into any of the worldly things. I had a big job, this, that. So when I was asked to give up that job, I had no feeling at all that I got something. Just Baba helped me. So if you are less into the worldly things. Once I saw a meeting of the BKs, senior BKs, and in those days, gold-plated these spectacles were the fashion, this side golden. Out of 12, 8 were wearing those golden things. And I thought, we are BKs and we are supposed to know that this is confluence age and like that. So I avoid all those things.
You want to come forward, speak into the mic. This is going to be our last question.
This is a youth group or?
This is a youth representative.
Youth of heart, yes. Like me.
So,
once I got into Kumar's group, 3 Kumars asked me to go get out. This is a Kumar's group. So, achha,
I was just thinking that... you shared a very important story in South Africa, which I learned from a lot, and that was when you gained all your possessions and one day you thought, now I earn well, and so you bought many things and you got stuck in the train and everyone else was able to go. So that story, because we gain a lot of possessions,
but how do
we manage it?
Okay. This is also an interesting thing. You see, I have described to you my natural nature. When I got into the job, and it was a good job, so I had to return, meet my parents, come on leave to Delhi. So I thought that now I have got money, so I should buy certain things for my parents and this and that. So I purchased whatever was locally those things, and I was also allowed first class travel. I used to travel third class normally. So I thought it will be a nice compartment and all empty. So I got a big hold all, big all those things, big suitcase, gifts and all that. And for once when I got into that compartment, I felt very bodily feeling and I felt very relieved, so much comfort, air conditioning. Now what happened to teach me, you know, I am lucky that the first mistake I got my lesson. About 40 kilometers before reaching Delhi, the engine of the train failed. And we were stuck up. So they said that a new engine will come and it will take about 2 hours or so. So all people of the train, there was a road also, parallel road going. In between there was some bushes and some portion. So all people, they took their luggage and got in on the road, were getting the buses and going in those. So for one, you know, waiting is very troublesome. So I waited for long some time, then I thought, why should I also not get into that bus? And there was no porter, but I got all those heavy things down, pushed them down, got, and somehow I put all that luggage on my body, came on the road. A young person having no experience, I thought, I will also get the bus. But I forgot that all those getting into the bus had light luggage. That was not a regular bus stop by courtesy. They will stop and take the passengers now with so much luggage. Who will stop? So I hailed 2-3 buses and all went by. Nobody stopped for me. Now it was very difficult for me to get back to that train because on the platform there are 3 steps. Only the first step is visible. But where there are no platform, there were 3 steps. To take such heavy luggage back and put it up was not possible for me. So what to do? I thought Baba says that courage is the greatest virtue and you should be fearless. So I got in front of the next coming bus with my hand like that. Either he will kill me or he will stop. Achha. So he stopped perforce. Then he stopped, then he said, what? I told him, I have to go. Somehow he said, put your luggage on the roof of the bus. So I thought I will put the smallest luggage so that at least he stops the bus. I had never any experience of getting back that small ladder behind the bus and to go there. So I was really bodiless, my breath was fast. Somehow, trembling, I put 1 luggage. And then the whole bus started shouting, what is this? Why you have stopped the bus? And I became very red-faced. With great difficulty, I put all my luggage on the... When I entered, all the passengers were looking at me as a zoo animal, someone. And I was blushing. I sat in a corner. And that day I decided, never, never, never think anything of Kaljuga is comfortable. That gave me the lesson. Like that.
Amazing. Thank you. Bijmohan Bhai, we all want to thank you so much for giving us this time and for sharing very, very, very deep and subtle aspects of the angelic consciousness. Sister Kim,
I thank you for giving me this chance of meeting young people. I am feeling younger already. And every kalpa, now it is fixed.
Yes.
Although many said they don't know me, I didn't ask them the questions. That did they see me last kalpa or not? It's okay. Huh? Om Shanti.